Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Right now on Earwolf, it's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special, and this year, all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 Days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, just, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything and really... if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's stitcherpremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one is the one and only Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Pianist of Lights.
We got Brett on the fret. Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
Brett the Hammer Morris. What are these things that I'm talking about? Well, this is Off Book's first and only Hanukkah episode.
Oh, great. First. You don't have to say only. I mean, it's currently the only.
First and only so far.
But
also, who knows? Maybe this is the last Hanukkah.
Oh my gosh, I hope not.
I hope not either. That would be wild.
Well, you're really not embodying the spirit of hope that Hanukkah teaches us about.
Well, a healthy dose of hope and
let
fear
me tell
and
you about Hanukkah.
Yeah. But can you believe it? It's not just us. We've done it again. We are so excited to have this guest back. We love her so much. She's
one
a good friend.
One would say we have a bit of a miraculous guest on the pod today.
We have a miracle of a guest. She is one of the creators of the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and also the author of the newly released book I Want to Be Where the Normal People Are. Please welcome back to the pod, Rachel Bloom.
Shalom.
Shalom, Rachel.
Hello.
Wow, the last Hanukkah. That's called genocide.
Yeah.
Well, and it might be the last. I was picturing it more because the Earth's about to blow up, and it's actually the last everything.
Okay,
it's
that
not
makes more
just,
sense.
Although that is still a genocide. It's just an all-Earth genocide, not a Jews-only genocide. It's a new kind of genocide. It's an every side.
And this
is dark.
Conversation is immediately in my wheelhouse.
Rachel, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it's just my pleasure. I haven't done improv in so long now, but I was saying that, like, I feel like in the past when I've done the show, it's been like, oh God, I'm so rusty, I haven't done it. But now, like, everyone's rusty.
Well, you're also a little bit of a ringer for us. We sort of own, like, because you've never done an in-studio episode with us. You've only done, like, fun live shows with us, which we're always,
oh, yeah, you're
we always
right.
feel so lucky to have you. And then I'm always like, let's have you in studio. And then we're all very busy, and we save you for special occasions like Hanukkah.
bring me in. I am the Judah Maccabee of improvised musical podcasts.
I called Brett the Hammer, but really you are Rachel the Hammer Bloom of improvised musical podcasts.
Are you referring to the Hebrew Hammer?
Isn't that what Maccabee means? Am I wrong?
Oh, is that true?
I don't know. I'll look it up real quick.
I could ask my husband. Gregor's literally working adjacent to me, and I could ask him. But also,
Maccabee,
I don't have to.
Means I'll keep looking. You guys talk.
The hammer's very cool. It gives Maccabee a real Thor vibe, a real mighty. The hammer is very cool.
Judah Maccabee is like the action figure of the Jews, pretty much. It's like him and then King David. Like if King David is like if King David's like Captain America,
okay.
Like Judah Maccabee is like Black Panther.
Okay.
Very yes. Cool.
This is saying that it was a personal, the name Maccabee is an epithet of Judah. One explanation is that it derives from the Aramaic the hammer.
Oh,
in recognition of his ferocity in battle, which maybe is something that I was taught in probably one of the maybe like a Bubby's boarding house. Rachel, are you familiar with this?
No. What is
that? Weird Sesame Street knockoff that only did
holidays. Oh, the one that's in, yes, I've seen that. Also,
there she is.
Yes, absolutely. The only one that does like knockoff. I only discovered this as an adult.
Yes. I had it as like a younger, my mom must have found it somewhere. Cause it was that, there was that, and there was Shalom Sesame. Have we talked about
Shalom Sesame on this pod? So Shalom Sesame is actually the one I've seen.
Yes. Now Shalom Sesame is, Sesame Street has versions of Sesame Street all over the world, which is great. Shalom Sesame is, I want to say, the Israeli Sesame Street, and it has, I feel like we must have talked about this on the pod. Instead of having Big Bird, there's a giant porcupine whose name is like Kippy Ben Kapoor. And instead of the Grouch, there's the Oofnik, who is just the Grouch, but brown.
And is this licensed or this is a knockoff?
No, licensed.
So cool. Why do they do knockoff characters? If it sounds like a really bad bootleg.
Bubby's boarding house is separate. And I think the idea is that these characters live in the country, like, the Sesame Street characters are all Americans, baby. And the Shalom Sesame Street characters are all citizens of Israel.
So there's like a, so like if Sesame Street's on the street, is a street in New York City, then Sesame is a street in like Tel Aviv.
I believe that is correct.
And then Bubby's boarding house is next to Sesame Street in New York City.
Bootleg knockoff, not the Henson Company at all.
Oh,
someone else.
I have not heard of Bubby's boarding house.
I will send you a clip later. There's a little boy named Zach, and he's a puppet, and he's a human. I know, right?
Come on.
Zachary. Then he has a younger sister who's always sort of getting into trouble. He's the sort of good one. And then there's like their uncle, whose name is Gustav or something. I don't remember. And he plays the villain in every reenactment because he like doesn't want to make potato latkes. He wants to make like tomato latkes. Those are his ideas. And he's all about destroying tradition and doing his own thing.
Is Bubby's boarding house in New York or in Israel or in an unnamed location?
Bubby's boarding house is in an unnamed location.
I think it's a suburb of Detroit.
Bubby's boarding house is in Ferndale, Michigan.
I love your description of the villain is just his largest sin is that he wants to destroy tradition.
I mean, I don't know what his deal is. He's like their uncle, and he's like, he's very kid villain, right? He's villain like, he says things in a dastardly way, but the things that he is doing are like, I'll make tomato latkes. They're much better.
We go now to a suburb of Detroit.
Oh.
Hey, Zachary, Rachel, hey. It's me, your Uncle Gustavo. Get in here.
Oh, no, not scary Uncle Gustavo.
Yeah.
Tomatoes and hates tradition.
Gustavo's always trying to tear down all our beautiful family traditions.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's up to now.
You know what I think. And it's this. If it's been done before, then not anymore. I'm on a mission to destroy tradition. Oh, so I say so. Give me tomato.
No! gotta go.
Oh no, you can't get rid of me. I'm here for a week.
He's my mom's brother and he will not leave. He's staying with us for a week.
And the way he sometimes touches my shoulder feels creepy in a way I can't articulate.
It's probably not an actual problem. He just doesn't deal well with kids.
A lot of men have this thing when they touch. It's like, oh, you're touching so hard. Just touch like a regular touch.
It's
done before. Then I say no more. Kids, let me put my hand on your tops of your head.
That's
oh,
rude.
It's
just
so
weird.
Sweaty. I can feel through my scalp.
Do you like how I'm pushing you down like
no.
I'm pushing a peg into a hole?
No,
is this a good feeling? I don't know. I don't. Is this right? Do you enjoy this?
No.
We keep saying we don't enjoy
Sorry.
It.
I couldn't hear you through your little smirks.
Last year, Gustavo took my menorah and said, candles no more. Instead of using candles, we'll fill it with carrots, 'cause I didn't get candles at the store.
And last year, Gustavo took my sukkah and said, instead of branches, I'm gonna use peanut butter. And the whole sukkah fell down. And he said, ha ha ha, you're a sandwich now.
If it happened before,
it is me, a pigeon on the roof, just sort of narrating this particular Hanukkah story for you today. You see, Gustavo was here for out of town for a whole week, and he did not realize that the traditions of Judaism are not made better by just replacing things with things from your pantry, like carrots and peanut butter and other things. But perhaps Gustavo has something to teach these children, and the children have something to teach Gustavo.
Get out of here, pigeon! Come on! Nance, why'd you put me in this room if there's all these pigeons? My friggin' sister. Nance!
These are my pigeons!
Nance, I thought that hobby was done. I thought you were done with your carrier pigeon Etsy store or whatever. Fuck the situation you were into.
Okay, like, just because I'm a creative and I have a lot of Etsy stores that reflect my interests doesn't mean you have to constantly break me down.
I know, Nance. I'm sorry. You know, I'm so happy you opened your home to me for Hanukkah, but geez Louise, all these freaking pigeons and these half-crocheted hats. And what are these little snow globe little ornaments you were making? And
yeah, well, it's to remind the pigeons of all the places they've been.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice, Nance. I'm sorry. You know,
it's okay. Look, I'm happy to have you here. You're my favorite brother. Of all eight, you're my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
You love me more than Jacob?
And Chaim?
And David?
And Chai?
And Benjamin?
And Chai?
And Gabriel?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you, that's me.
Gustav, yeah, me. Eight brothers, huh? Eight crazy brothers you had to grow up with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, look, there was the triplets who, you know, all are basically have the same name.
Sure.
Chai, Chai, and Chaim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, they're like one person.
Yeah.
They suck.
They never
talk about is their motorcycles.
Independent personalities, and they're obsessed with their motorcycles.
No. Every person out there who's a multiple, as we know, has never.
Well, they don't have their
cultivated.
Own soul. You know,
no.
they had to split it.
I read that part of the Mishnah.
Nance.
Yeah?
You're so strong.
Oh. Thank you. That's such a nice pivot. You came in here swinging pretty hard with those insults, and now you're calling me strong. You know, you know what?
Oh, wait. That feels nice. Oh, that pigeon came back. I'm sorry, pigeon. I just wasn't used to sharing my pillow. I'm not used to sharing anything. I spend the other 51 weeks out of the year living on really that part of land in Minnesota that's actually like inside of Canada, and I just ever write a letter to the Parks Department once a week that says, yeah, still fine. So I live a solitary life. I'm very rough around the edges.
I know. And you get the stews that I send you, right?
Nance,
I have the
those freaking stews.
Oh, good.
Those stews are really what carry me through.
You know, I know a lot of people say, gee, you're creepy.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people say, don't use a bush as a hat.
Should I take this off?
No, please. You're perfect just the way you are. 'Cause you're my favorite brother. You're my shining star. You're the shamash on our family menorah. The most important candle that lights them all. You're my rock, my guide, my Torah. Without you, I just hit a wall.
I can't believe that on the list of all the others that you would choose me as the shamash of your brother. This time I thought I was like an annoying boil, but I think our relationship is more like miraculous oil. You're my shamash.
Me?
Yeah, you. Come on, I got a bush as a hat. What's up with that? No, you're the shamash of our family's menorah. Torah Nance.
And now the pigeons are lifting us up into the sky.
Holy shit, we're flying!
We look like Moses and Abraham.
Moses and Abraham.
A Jewish god and goddess floating above them all. The tallest candle on, you know what?
You're the shamash, Nate.
You're the shamash, Gus.
You're the shamash.
Thanks for tolerating my pigeons.
Thanks for having me here. Oh, now if only I could win over your wise beyond their years kids. You know, I came in real hot with insisting on tomato latkes and patting their heads weird.
You know, you think the secret is outside yourself, creating these new traditions, but maybe the secret is inside yourself, going back to tradition and going back to who you are before you lived on that island. Reach back, my brother. That's the key to connecting with your niece and nephew. Those are the stakes of the story.
Those are the stakes of the story.
That night, Gustavo did have a dream. And in that dream, he dreamed he wasn't in the place where he lived. Or not in the time when he lived. But a time far, long, long ago. In ancient Greece. Because did you know the story of Hanukkah, something I had forgot, takes place in Greece, where the second temple, yes, it is Greece. I looked it up recently, people shaking your heads. Yes, I'm pretty sure. I'll look it up again. Story
like
of
what the modern border is now Greece? Probably not any of the... Was there a unified Greek empire?
It's about the second temple. It's when the Maccabees reclaimed the second temple, which I believe is what it would...
Pardon me, excuse me.
Yes, hold on. This is my friend, the French...
I'm the French pigeon from Fievel, an American Tale.
Yes, good, thank you.
Yes, and I know a lot about immigrants.
Are you allowed to be in this one? This is not a crossover
problem. Oh, you see, Fievel was not a Disney property. I believe it was Don Bluth, and so they are way less rigorous about their... Eagle
Rice. Okay, sounds good. Well, what is the historical information like to partake to us?
I believe what you're referring to is the Second Temple, which is located in Jerusalem, which is not a part of Greece.
Yes, as I said that out loud, that made sense to me. But I swear it was something about... Hold on, I will look it up. We don't have time for this. Let's say it's not Greece. let's agree that it's not.
Hold on, I'm asking one of my French whore pigeons. If you recall from the movie American Tale, I'm a very horny pigeon with a bunch of pigeon concubines, and they said no.
Oh,
the
sorry.
The second temple
yes.
was the
That's
Jewish
not...
holy temple, which
Correct.
Stood on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem.
Here's what I meant.
Okay.
Yes, the invading force. Of the temple is the Greeks.
No, I think the invading force was the Romans.
It is saying the Hanukkah means the dedication, 8-day holiday celebrates the rededication of the Temple of Jerusalem after it was retaken by the Maccabees from the Greeks in the 2nd century BCE.
No, you don't know. I know my history. No, you don't know. Listen, fly with me. You see, they're Romans, not Greeks. No, you don't know. Stop bullshitting.
Oh, no, you fly with me. No, you don't know. I'm sure it is the Greeks. Haven't done a lot of research. Just read one thing. And the thing I said it was the Greeks. Now.
No, look at what they're eating down there in the past. Are they eating spanakopita? No. They are eating lasagna. It's clearly the Romans, not the Greeks. Oh, ha, ha, flap, flap, flap.
No. I think we might be wrong.
Somewhere out there.
This is not your story.
No, we will get so you can't actually sing an excerpt of the song. No, that's too risky.
I think we're not in Greece. And since you were wrong about that part, I'll believe the French pigeon, please.
Oh, oui.
Hold on, I'm going to have to file a complaint with newsobserver.com with some of their things.
One little website does not negate the fact that the French pigeon seemed to really know what she hoots about on this.
Look, I am the narrator, and did I not do enough research before doing this? Absolutely. Am I going to get people coming into my comments afterwards, shouting at me about being a bad Jew? Almost certainly. But the fact is, this is my Hanukkah story, and this is the way I want to do it. So, thank you, French Pigeon. You will stay with me. Please keep me on sort of on point as we go. But anyway, we are sending Gustav back in time to learn about, I guess he's in Rome. Let's say Rome. There's a bunch of Italians around.
Isn't that the thing we just
decided?
Well,
that is what we decided, but then we were talking about lasagna and we both landed here.
No, here we are in Rome.
Oh man, dreams are so friggin' twisted. It's like a one-off someone mentioned that maybe we wanted lasagna and now I'm so far from that second temple in Jerusalem.
It's me, Gil, the Israeli pigeon. All the pigeons, fly away. You stupid. Get away. I create ways. Go. Listen.
You created ways?
Yeah.
Hey, I gotta talk to you about something.
Yes.
How do you expect me to turn left on Olympic?
Oh, are you stupid?
How do you expect me to turn left on Olympic?
What, are you not a man?
No, it's six lanes and they're all bumper to bumper. How do you... it's really going to save me time.
You do it.
Going left on Olympic.
Well, that the motherfucker next to you can do it, so you can do it.
What can do it?
You know what? Bye.
But oh, bye. Shoot. My own dream of wonderment, and I scared off that Israeli pigeon.
Oh, welcome to the Second Temple of Jerusalem, here in Jerusalem.
Oh, good. Oh, wow.
We just got this place back from the invading force.
Oh, my God, it was so hard. The first temple was, like, so pretty. Like, they had, like, a jewelry-making station and a hair wrap station.
They had this little breakfast nook that had, like, good light coming into it.
Oh, and then they had a buffet where you could interact with like all of the characters of the Bible because we're in the Bible right now.
Old Testament.
Oh, wait, oh my God.
This is pretty cool. This doesn't seem like any of the stuffy, puffy tradition stuff that I don't like.
Because well, yeah, we're talking about the first temple.
The first temple was
But this
dope.
Temple, what? I mean, it looks pretty good from the outside. This second temple's no good?
Well.
I do have to reiterate that you do have to tell me.
Well, about the things in the second temple?
Yeah.
As opposed to the things in the first temple?
No, how am I supposed to feel about the second temple? I know that there was a big miracle that happened, which is very cool. The oil that was only supposed to last for
one night. What are you talking about? Whatever you're talking about hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, we have a bunch
of... We're just here living in a second temple. Jewish people going to a second temple.
And we've got some oil, but it actually only is going to burn for one night. So I don't know what you're talking about burn. And we're going to run out. And that's a big bummer because the flame isn't really ever supposed to go out.
Right. Huh. Gustavo, you can't spoil their miracle. They're gonna friggin' love it.
But we got some pretty cool stuff in the second temple, too.
Yeah, tell me all about it.
We don't have a breakfast nook. We do have a nook for sitting. It's a sitting nook.
We don't have a hair wrap station, but we do have hair. It's on our heads. You have some too.
Don't tell them. They can't know. Don't tell them. Let them see the show.
We don't have a lion. We only have this very small dog.
We don't have liars. We only have this little guitar.
We don't have lilacs. We only have weeds.
We don't have birds. We only have leopards.
Be careful of the leopards.
Our names. My name is Wilma, and this is my brother Judah Maccabee.
Oh, you guys, the hammers in the flesh?
They call me Judah because I am so strong.
They call me Wilma because that's my name.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They call me Judah because it also is my name.
They call me Wilma because
she's strong.
Lila, 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 tell them a Lila, Lila, no, no.
Lila,
Lila, Lila, don't tell them a Lila, join the show.
Lila, Lila.
Nights? Probably. What will Gustavo learn from that? And who the heck invaded in the first place? Will all the pigeons return, and will we find more pigeons? Find out when we return to the second half of
A Very Accurate Hanukkah, Eight Crazy Brothers, the musical.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back. When we last left Gustavo, he was in Jerusalem, and he was about to meet two Maccabees. What's going to happen when he takes this knowledge back to suburban Detroit? Find out when we return to the second half of
A Very Accurate Hanukkah, Eight Crazy Brothers. So now it's nighttime. God, I hope this oil doesn't go out.
It will.
And I also hope we don't get attacked by the Romans. That's been happening a lot.
That'd be a bummer. Or the Greeks. It'd be such a bummer if either of them attack.
They both might.
They're both in togas.
Yeah.
You can tell. But you know what will take my mind off of it?
Should we play a game?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. We should play a game.
Oh, you mean our favorite game?
Mm-hmm.
Tag. Hop, skip, jump.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't remember if we... So last week our favorite game was hop, skip, jump.
And then this week it's tag, so we combine them to do hop, skip, jump, tag.
Does that sound good to you, Gustavo? Does that sound like a good game?
Yeah, I thought maybe you would want to play this game that where we spin this top, but we don't have to.
That sounds so fucking stupid.
Do we we just spin a top?
Spin a top. What happens?
Well, it has four different sides, and depending on which side it lands on, you do something else with chocolate coins or real coins. Or
what are the sides with their proper
wait,
names?
Wait, so it's like gambling?
It's like gambling.
Okay.
I think one of them says guilt.
Okay, one says guilt.
Well,
good.
That makes sense.
Good. Okay,
for
so one
Jews,
is
hey.
Hey, so one is guilt. That's it.
And
one of them. No one appreciates my comedy. No one appreciates my comedy.
Wilma. What? Your comedy's great. In fact, if I had to say, I'd say Jews will be drawn to comedy from forever, from this day.
Oh, I can't tell him he's right.
Just because don't appreciate you now doesn't mean that you won't have a legacy continuing somehow. And I bet that mine will also go forward about Jews and having being good fighters and very strong. I bet that will be a stereotype in the future. People will say, look at that person who's so good at sports. I bet he's Jewish, of course.
The fact is Jewish people are strong and they don't like jokes. That's the world that I live in.
Jewish people are strong and don't like jokes.
And that's the way it'll always be.
Also a monolith, all exactly the same without anyone being different. But hopefully maybe it'll change where some Jews will like jokes and other Jews will not be strong. Maybe there will be a world in which all of those things can belong. But right now Jews are strong and don't like jokes. And that's the way it's always been.
That's
so
the way it's
far
gonna
far
always be forever and ever.
Strong
Jews are
and
strong.
Don't like jokes.
Don't like yum gum ups.
But hopefully it will change. I hope it changes.
I doubt it. I mean, just like the fact that we're all terrible with money, that will never change, at least in perception.
I wish I could see what would happen further into history.
But it's not like there's someone here.
Oh, jeez.
Who can tell us what's gonna happen?
Gustavo, why are you sweating so much? Let me hand you my napkin.
Oh, that's so generous. You know, we don't really, butterfly flaps its wings and all that stuff. And like, am I actually in the past or just inside a dream? If I tell them what's to come, will I go back to a future undone?
Pigeon here, little did he know it was just a dream.
French pigeon here, offering a rebuttal, it's real, not a dream.
Well, only one of us is right and we'll never know.
We'll never know. Flap, flap, flap. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, this game.
Oh, yeah, you want to play this game?
Or hop, skip, jump, tag?
Yeah, we can play hop, skip, jump, tag. Hop, skip, jump, tag.
Ah,
yeah,
you got me!
Four sides. We could combine all the games. That'll be the four sides of this little top.
Okay. I'm just going to put on some letters. How about a nun? Gimel is close to guilt. I'll put that
in
there.
Thank you so much.
I'll put hey, and I'll put shin.
Hey!
Just because they seem different. Okay, so if you get Gimel, You're guilty cause you won the game and all of the money. If you get nothing and you lose. If you get
hey. That's half.
You get half of what's in there, but which half you can choose. It doesn't matter, they're the same, that's how halves work. And if you get shin, then you have to put one in. It's even worse than getting nothing, it's a negative point. But it's gambling with only one negative outcome. The other three are all net nothing or positive.
Knock, knock, knock. It's a Greek Roman here.
Oh, no, he's knocking on the arch.
Knock, 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 knock.
I can see him through the archway.
I can see the olive oil pooling at his feet.
What's up, you strong, strong Maccabees? You like my toga?
Yeah, it's us. We like it. I like that sort of laurel that you're wearing on your head and the iron spear you've got.
Yeah, it's totally sick.
Maybe it's a bronze spear.
Totally.
What kind
sick
of metal
spear
is it?
Oh, no, it's freaking iron or something. It's pretty cool.
It's freaking iron or something. You strong, humorless Jews don't even need to worry about it. Because the Roman Greeks are here. Tell them what we're here for. Leaderus Maximus.
Yeah, Leaderus Maximus, what's up?
I'm here, Psychicimus Minimus.
I'm coming at you with some badass Maximus. Badass Max to the Maximus. I'm coming at you with some don't trust it a must. Don't trust it a must. Oh, I don't care how you have toiled. I guess I'm here to fight for your little oil. I'm gonna keep you in your temple so simple. Because I'm from Greece or from Rome, I'm doing it badass Maximus.
Badass Maximus.
Taking it to the max and thus I'm doing badass Maximus.
Oh, I am also here, Sidekick Minimus. I'm doing a little bit less. I'm not here to take all your oily oil. I'm here just to be useless and to support my friend who's the very clear leader, who's taking it to the max. I'm just sort of here to be his hype man on the side and to really help him relax.
Badass Maximus.
Taking it to the Maximus.
Badass Maximus.
Taking it to the Maximus.
Messing with you and us. I'm taking it to the
Maximus. Oh no, they're here for oil. We don't have any to spare.
Oh no, they're here for our oil and probably our hair.
We got beautiful hair. They're always trying to take it. We
beautiful
don't even
hair. They're always trying to take it.
We will defend our hair and the oil that's everywhere. I got a hammer that's right over there. I'm gonna fight strong like a bear. Badass Maximus. I'm going to attack Maximus. Wackety, 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 wackety.
Ow.
Hammer, you
ow
get Maximus. Badass Maximus.
Ow.
Hammery, 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 hammery.
Maximus, ow. Hit me with their hammer. That makes me want to get out of here. Ouch, that hammer, it really hurt me so bad. And
you really hurt my friend when you hit him with that hammer.
And please let me take some of your hair, please.
No, not my beautiful hair.
Stop trying to take my sister's hair. I'm going to whack you with this hammer. If you do that again, I'm going to defend this oil.
And I can't believe this went on for 8 nights. No variation, just back and forth, all right. They went back and forth.
Whacking with a hammer, saying that hurts me when you whack me with a hammer. Saying give me the hair, give me the oil.
Whack it, 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 bing, 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 bing.
On the 8th night, they finally went away. Whew, I'm so glad. Wait, the oil has stayed. It's still burning after all of these nights. This is a miracle of light.
Light, light, light. I didn't tell you, but lie, 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 I should go. Taking a lesson from this. What's the lesson? I don't yet know.
Hopefully he would figure it out as he woke up again in his bed, with images of Judah and also Wilma floating like dreams in his head. Was it real? Was it a dream?
It was real.
Or was it a dream?
No, 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 it
I'm
was real.
I'm not going to fight you for narration of this. You have your own movie. This one is mine.
But I'm not in the sequel.
Oh, no, didn't ask it to be in the sequel?
No, I'm replaced by, I think, John Cleese playing a cat.
Well, you know, that's Hollywood for you. One day you're in, the next day it's John Cleese playing a cat. Well, why don't you co-narrate with me then? This can be your Hanukkah story as well.
Great.
I don't know. I don't want to wake him up. He's been sleeping for a long time.
Honk shoo!
By the way, I hate the sounds he makes when he's asleep. There's a lot of things I hate about him.
Honk shoo!
But one of the things I hate about him is the sounds he makes when he's asleep.
I think he's sneezing.
Honk shoo!
But saying achoo, like, literally?
Honk shoo!
It's honk shoo, as in the noises that you would make if you were a cartoon and you're... I hate this guy so much. Ugh. I don't want to give him these powdered donuts. I don't want to wake him up. I just want to have him skip the rest of Hanukkah, and we can just have it with his seven brothers, all of whom, well, I guess, are much cooler than him.
I miss Uncle Chai, and I really miss Uncle Chai. Not Chaim, so much Uncle Chaim.
Chaim I can take or leave.
Yeah, he's fine. Gabriel, he's just always talking about his lizards.
You know what it is about him? And this might be actually a problem with me, is that one, he's always talking about his lizards. Two, he's not good at sports, but he's so funny. And I just don't understand. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It doesn't really make sense.
I misspoke. In this world, what's confusing about him to me is that he is good at sports and is humorless.
Right. I was going to say, because if it were the opposite, I was going to say that, it was like someone went back in time and maybe butterfly affected the current present. But no, you're speaking about our current reality, which is, he's good at sports and not funny, which is rare for a Jew.
I guess what I'm saying is that Jews are not a monolith, and I'm realizing that now. But I feel bad that I held on to those prejudices for so long. But one prejudice that I do want to hold on to is that Gustavo sucks and I don't want to wake him up.
Honk shoo! Honk shoo over here!
Let's just throw powdered donuts at him.
He just said honk shoo over here.
He's awake. That dude's freaking awake. He wants us to come in and wake him up.
Honk shoo!
We know you're awake, Gustavo. Just open the door.
Shoo!
I hate these mind games, you know?
Oh, no. They're not falling from my honk shoes. Oh, there's nothing I can ever do to make those two like me.
The only thing he could ever do to make me like him would be, like, if he woke up just a radically different person than he went to sleep, specifically in about his views on Hanukkah.
Yeah, but that'll never happen.
I know, Rachel. That's why I freaking hate this dude, and I wish he would sleep for forever. Not be, like, dead, but just sleep for forever.
I wish he were dead, Zacharias.
Hell yeah, Rachel. If he doesn't say something so wild and cool right now, we should hatch an elaborate Home Alone-style plot to off this dude.
I already got the cardboard cutouts and the tarantulas, man.
Okay.
Hey, kids, if I come out on my Heelys, can I give you these Ray-Bans I bought you?
What? Go on. Yeah, if you come out, okay, Gustavo. Wait, hold on. What model Ray-Bans are we talking here? These Wayfarers?
I got Clubmaster for Rachel, and I got Wayfarers for you, Zacharias.
He knows our individual
But also,
style.
You could switch if you want. And also, I have gift receipts. And also, if you want them in exactly one different color, I secretly have that as a backup option. But if you don't want the backup color, we will have to go back to the Sunglass Hut.
Wait, this is the coolest shit I've ever heard anyone say.
I'm thinking of all the things I've heard people say. And Rachel, you're right. That shit was so fucking cool that I think I may have to reevaluate how I feel about Gustavo.
I think I may have to kill my tarantulas. What? This guy is something happened. Hey, come out here on those Heelys.
Oh, all right. Attic door. And oh,
who's wheeling down the attic stairs?
We're up here, but we'll follow you.
Whoa.
Oh, he's wheeling through the kitchen.
Balancing on heels, wheels, wheels in my heels.
He's picking up a bowl.
Brand new day, and I want to help you keep that sun away.
Mixing
so
up
I nod, it's not a night to light the next Hanukkah light. But can I give you a gift now, please?
Yes!
You're cool now. Give us a gift, yes!
You're cool now. Give us a gift, yes!
The wheelies and the sunglasses really fucking turn it around. Give us
did
a
you
gift,
always
yes.
have those wheelies and sunglasses with you? Or did something happen when you were asleep?
Yeah.
You won't believe me, but I traveled back in time.
What?
To a temple, not to a shrine.
Where was the temple?
It was in Jerusalem. It definitely wasn't in Greece.
That makes sense.
But I came back with these gifts, Heelys and also this fleece. This fleece is for your mom.
Cool. What a practical gift. It's warm yet lightweight.
So yes, I'm
cool
now. I'm cool
now. That fleece does not appeal to me. And about one thing you're right, I do not believe you when you say that you went back in time. But the fleece is for my mom, and these Ray-Bans are sick. And you said the coolest fucking thing I'd ever heard. End of sentence. Sorry, I just got like so torn up about thinking back about that thing that you said before about the Ray-Bans and the gift receipt. It was the coolest fucking thing I ever heard in my goddamn life.
It was the coolest fucking thing I ever heard in my life. On the flip side, I totally believe you when you said you went back in time.
Historical detail.
Your gift receipt would show that I'm cool now.
You're cool now.
The gift receipt.
The gift receipt. Wait, it has oil on it.
Oh yeah, look real close. Look at the name of the person who checked me out at the Sunglass Hut. They have to keep a record of that in case there's something wrong.
It says the person running the register's name was Judah Maccabee?
That's right. And that's for your sunglasses, Zacharias. But
whoa.
I went to the Ray-Ban store for yours, Rachel.
Wait.
And look at the name. They didn't have the style I wanted for her. Now look at the name of the person who checked me out at the Ray-Ban store.
This says Wilma Maccabee?
That's right, kids. Listen, who knows what was real and what was a dream and what was because I fell asleep wearing too many sweaters but also with the window open. But here's what I learned.
I kind of like that, when you're really warm but it's cold in the room.
Yeah, but then it got real drafty and I think I might have had like a serious, like I was getting, my body temperature was really shutting down.
Oh, sure.
The most important thing to remember, kids, is to keep your core warm. And here's another tip. Because,
that's
you
the
know,
second coolest fucking thing I've ever heard.
That's so fucking
and
cool.
It was practical.
It's so great because I never get to connect with you, so I don't get to tell you about my job where I watch a piece of rural land, the Minnesota island that's in Canada. And so I actually know a lot of tips about safety and hypothermia. But something to remember is your body heat needs to heat up your sleeping bag. So don't get in it with too many layers. Okay? That's important.
Oh. It's like
it's counterintuitive.
Wait,
our bodies.
Wait, that's
no.
jumped to actually the coolest thing I've heard.
That's the coolest thing I've heard. And it's like our bodies are the shamash that lights the candle of the inside of the sleeping bag.
That's right, Zacharias.
And if you put out the candle with too many sweaters, you won't have Hanukkah at all.
That's right. And that's exactly what I learned. You know, for all my life, I hated tradition because I thought, what could I possibly learn from the past? But then I realized the thing you learn from the past is how it meets the present, and that teaches you about the future. And that's exactly how I feel about sleeping bag knowledge. And that's exactly how I feel about being here with you two.
So just to clarify, you don't want to like put car parts in latkes anymore? I think just to go back.
Not just cause, but if I have a great idea to grate in some cauliflower steak because I think it'll bump up the flavor, then that's a good way to
say grate in some car parts.
And I get that. Honestly, yeah, we're building a whole new relationship right now, and I do not have much earned trust. We've only been friends for 3 minutes, but
we should meet you halfway, and I would love to try some of your latkes.
And I'd love to suck on a car part.
Oh my gosh, kids. This is the greatest Hanukkah gift of all time, and I can't believe it's the daytime of the second day. I mean, we got all these bonus nights.
Can you is it safe to suck on a car part? I guess it
depends on
the
car part. It depends on the car part.
And Rachel, I guess I should loop back to you. Why do you want to suck on a car part? Or is that just sort of your olive branch that you're offering to Gustavo?
That's my halfway.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to help us? Do you want to help us kill Rachel's tarantulas?
I will if that's what you guys want to do, but I think they're chill if you want, Rachel.
I guess we
you
could know. Just let them free.
Oh, no, or I wouldn't let them free.
I guess we could just let my tarantulas go.
We could let these tarantulas go.
Oh.
When tarantulas were
in my Rachel's, box.
Let these tarantulas go. Hold on, I'm going to change the radio a little bit. I don't think the radio knows what song we're playing on. That's okay. Oh my God.
The radio's at least closer now?
This is extremely good.
Yeah?
Well,
yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I learned a lot.
Me too.
I learned so much. I learned, Gustavo, that you can't judge a book by its cover when that book is your weird uncle that wants to put car parts in latkes. Because he might go back in time and learn about the true meaning of Hanukkah. And I also learned that I had a bunch of preconceptions about Jews that were wrong in the first place. So, like, who am I to judge?
And I also learned that when you're faced with a Jewish pigeon and a French pigeon, that one of them is going to be right and the other one's going to be wrong.
And I randomly opened a book and I was like, let me figure out what the deal with Hanukkah is and specifically what's going on here. And the Maccabees have been fighting for, like, 8 years. Against the troops of King Antiochus, or Antiochus. I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but the fact is, the dude's Greek. And that's a fact.
And that is a fact. And the only other fact I care about is, ding dong, who's at the door?
Hi, it's me, David.
Hey, it's me, Gabriel.
It's me, Jacob.
It's me, Chai. Hi, Echaim.
And Benjamin.
And together,
we're eight crazy brothers.
But that's right, we are brothers. But
and
also,
we're eight.
And there are eight of us. We're eight crazy brothers. Okay, wait, hold on. We are brothers, and we're crazy. Okay,
and
all
are,
together now, we are crazy. Brothers! One more time! 6, 7, 8!
Crazy brothers!
You can see us one by one to eight. We might be a little twisted, but we think that it's great. You can call us our name, or you can call us Mister. But we're just here because we love our sister!
And we are brothers, and you know that we can't wait. That if you try to count all of us, say it together,
you'll get
we are
to
crazy
eight.
Brothers.
Crazy
we are brothers.
Wait, who's there? I hear some commotion downstairs.
Nance, we're here.
There's all of my eight brothers.
Nance, happy Hanukkah
from Gabriel.
Jacob and Benjamin.
Gustavo?
Yeah, hi guys.
You were always our least crazy brother. We were always going our separate ways. But it feels different today.
It feels different today, this second day of Hanukkah out of 8 days. We're a fourth of the way through Hanukkah, but we're no less special.
But we're 100% of the way towards loving each other, and 75% on the way being the people we want to be.
All Nance and Bros, I love you and suppose that we are one day closer to light and getting closer to understand and to celebrate. I got you all Ray-Ban. Isn't receiving, it's receiving with a gift.
Receiving.
There are no cats in America,
but there are Now you have heard my Hanukkah tale. I hope you come back next year and even for the next 6 nights of Hanukkah. French Pigeon, you want to get in on this?
Oh, sorry, I just nutted in one of those horns.
Oh, you are such a horny, horny French pigeon.
Oh, I don't care anymore. Okay. Sorry, I was so pent up earlier. I was just horny. Okay.
I was just telling the people, we hope that you have taken this very accurate Hanukkah story into your hearts and that you carry it with you all year round like a flame to light other hopes and joys throughout the year. And as so, that's all for me, a Hanukkah pigeon, on the roof!
Now, on to Sukkot.
The end!
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
What the heck was this called?
This one was called...
it's like eight crazy brothers and
a very accurate Hanukkah.
Yeah, or something like that.
So here's the thing about this one. This one today is the second day of Hanukkah,
and the first 40 minutes of this episode were recorded
a couple days ago. It wouldn't be off book if we didn't have technical difficulties, but it wouldn't be our Hanukkah special if we didn't have the incredible Rachel Bloom.
Aw, oh, guys.
Rachel, thank you so much for coming back 2 different times. Can you believe it? And helping us tell that very accurate tale and for being the dang best.
I'm so honored to be here. I am but your pupil and you are my teachers eternally.
That's good. I clearly know a lot about the sort of history of Judaism and I'm right a lot of the time. So stick with me. You won't go wrong.
So Rachel, tell the Ray-Bans?
Sure. Yeah.
Like,
let's do this.
Can we decompress on the whole plot?
Yeah.
So he got the Ray-Bans and the sunglasses like while he was still back in time?
I think so. I think it was sort of like a magical, like in the very bad movie North, when it's all a dream, but he still has a coin. What was real?
You know, my fan theory?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the person that sold him in the stores... in the present time was Judah Maccabee, and that was when Judah Maccabee was like, I'm going to incept this guy's
dreams later.
This guy has a lesson he needs to learn.
So 5 days ago, Gustavo bought Ray-Bans, interacted with the Maccabees at the Sunglass Hut and the Ray-Ban store,
didn't know it.
And they were like, that guy could use a Hanukkah lesson. Let's haunt his dreams in a couple more nights.
So what's beautiful is that he got the Ray-Bans and assumedly the Heelys before he made this trip, which meant that the change was inside him all along.
That's right. He already was partially there.
And isn't that the lesson about change, right?
And
we don't become radically different people. We're just awakening parts of ourselves that are dormant.
Oh my gosh.
And then on the flip side, you, if you want someone to change, no one can do it but you, which is why you shouldn't try to change other people, because if they're not willing to change,
change comes from within.
It only comes from within.
It can be pushed by Hanukkah ghosts, but it comes from within.
Yeah, you can present some paths for change, but you can't force it. You have to just haunt some dreams. And I hope
we should have started the musical from here.
Yeah.
This would be a much better opening.
Take two. We cut to the part where Rachel, we love you so much. Thank you so much for doing this show. Tell the people about your book and anything else that they should know, because they're going to love this book. We were very lucky enough. You read us part of it when you were still writing it. That is so fucking
I did.
Funny.
I read you my Harry Potter fan fiction because I basically wrote it for both of you. Before the world shut down, I was really excited to go to Harry Potter World with you guys.
Now we can't go no more.
And we can't go because I was pissed because I was excited once I was done being preggers to go back on roller coasters. And now I'll never go on a roller coaster again.
Also, we don't give that woman our money anymore. Oops.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, that's another musical for another Hanukkah night. But you can get my book. It's called I Want to Be Where the Normal People Are. And check it out. And I don't know. That's it.
Honestly, Rachel, great plug. Great job.
Honestly, great job.
Honestly, great job. You know who else did a great job? Scott Passarella, King of Festivals, Pianist of Lights. That's clumsy, but you get the idea.
We got Brett on the fret no more. Here it comes. More light.
More light, all eight. Oil didn't go out. Don't worry about it. And thank you, all of our listeners. And thank you for the support that you have reached out to us about the news that we're going independent in the new year. And we will have more information for you as that approaches. But for now...
Will there be a Patreon?
There will be a similar
some
thing.
Sort of structure.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was setting you up to plug something. Instead, I just made it awkward.
No.
We're still
in a fact-finding phase.
We're in our FFF. Yeah. Our FFP.
FFP. Everyone needs to, if we've learned anything from today's musical, is that it's great to have an FFP. And go out there and have a little FFP for yourself in any way that you might. Oh, and shoot, again, we were brought to you by Woodbert the Wooden Frog.
Oh, gosh,
what sound does the wooden frog make? Unfortunately, we are out of time.
Well, sometime we'll figure out. You know what we should just do?
What?
We should just do a whole episode where we make sure we find out what sound
that's
the wooden
true.
Frog makes, and then we won't like
I'm
remember
gonna
that we didn't
cow.
Do it.
I'm going to circle back. I'm going to set an alert.
We'll save it for the Patreon question mark? No, who knows?
And as you say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you had a little dreidel and you made it out of clay,
then guess what? You're about to have fun, hey.
Bye.